the temperature.
Yeah.
Okay. The temperature wasn't supposed to be below 90 degrees in those rooms, and I got pressure on. But that meal at about 130 or 40, if I remember right, on a small cooker. That made the oil run out of it better.
And where did you find a place to live?
Well, we had a place to live for before I went down there.
Yeah. Where was it?
It was on, what number?
Oh, you mean the house?
Yeah.
It was on Market Street, and I thought
you'd
done
the plan. No. She said where
you
lived.
Oh.
I can't remember the number.
52
East
Market.
Oh yeah, 52 East Market.
And you live in an apartment or a house?
Just a little house. $20 a month.
And what was spent per kilo paying you?
52 cents an hour. Well, I'm making money.
Well, that's a lot better than 15.
I was better than 50 cents a day, too. Because I'd work a lot of time before I came to California for 60 cents a day. So that seemed like a lot of money.
And did you come in a car?
To California?
Yeah.
Yes. We had a 34 door sedan Chevy.
So you had a
way to
get to work?
Yes. Yeah. Go to work. Very happy. I never worked hard in all my life, but I made up my mind if I got a job, I was going to do it. If anybody else could do it, then I did. And, when, of course, after we were there a while, they started to put what they call expellers. These great big machines that do the same work that the hydraulic presses did. And I always liked working machines, so I went to the foreman and I said, either way to put some operators on there, why don't you give me a chance? You can ask them about it. That's all he ever said, but when they got ready, he came and asked me if I still wanted to do that. Well, I couldn't best get out of that hydraulic press room, because that wasn't fun. He just worked your head off, that's all. So I did, and that's what I was working when I went to work for the city. And I never knew, I didn't brag about myself, but afterwards, after I worked for the city, and probably a week on this one, Jack came up to the house, that is a plant foreman. He says, is there any chance of getting me to come back to operating down there? I said, I don't think so. I think I really don't like just what I'm doing right now, but I think I have a better chance, and I won't have to be worrying about plant being shut down or anything. So he said, well, I don't blame you. He said, I wouldn't come back either if I do. But he said, I'm going to tell you now, but I wouldn't tell you when you're working there. He said, you, with those machines, you use the best operator we had. They had the best production with the lowest oil test of anybody who was on the job. And there's somebody there that had supposed to be experienced when they come there. And I never seen one of the things before. But I tried to do what they were supposed to be done. And then other guys, they didn't pay enough attention to them. So it's pretty darn touchy in there. Sometimes they would freeze up, and if you did that, it took them about all day to get them before they'd start operating again. Because that meal was so hot, and when you kept putting the pressure on it, you see, if the pressure got so great that the meal didn't go through it, then that's when they froze up, what they said froze up. It's so hot and dry that they couldn't run. Right? I don't think I ever had one shut down but once. So I felt kind of good about that, but he wouldn't tell me when I was working there.
So how long did you work there?
Oh, let's see, 40.
You worked
for 40
days.
Well, that is really much. First job, you might say, it might be anything.
Yeah.
It must have been about, well, it has been 37. Yes.
Well,
I worked there while whatever they run, but they shut down so much.
So, did you
want to say anything? Yeah, of course, I had to belong to the union. And I worked in the other vegetable oil plant up in East L.A. Then when they opened back up, I went back down there. And I wished I'd have stayed up there afterwards. I could have. Because it worked out a whole lot better. That's when, you know, Fred and Helen. Fred went to work when I spoke a word. I put in a word for him up there because he was in a bakery out and he wanted to get off on it. And I asked if they would hire him. He says, you want to know if he belongs to the race bar union? I said, no. He was in the bakery out. He said, I can't hire him. So that night when I got home, this foreman called me. He says, is that fellow still available? He says, there are no men in the union hall that can go to work up there. He says, I'll give him a chance if he wants to. Boy, Fred really scrambled when I told him to get somebody to run his bakery out the next morning. I was, because when I quit, they moved the man, and he was going to have one the next day. And that's when Fred went to work up there. He worked 39 years up there.
So you might have
had
steady work up there, too,
then. It was steady. Fred never shut down up there. I mean, the thing they did the 2 years, they shut down for vacation time, but that was all. Knowing there's a lot better place to work than this other, but I didn't really realize it then. And there's a lot further, it was twice as far up there to work than was where I did go.
Yeah.
But I'm not sorry. After I went to work for the city, I kind of grudged it sometimes, but long run, it worked out real good.
How did you find out about going to work for the city?
All three people we knew that worked for the city told me what to do and put my application in. It was about 2 years after I put my application in before I got to work for the city.
And did I take a test?
Yeah, I had to kind of, well, it was just kind of an oil test to see if I knew how to run a wheelbarrow or dig a hole. And that was about all it amounted to. Because I was there as a laborer and I started in the gas department, in the construction part of it. So, just went from there on.
And did you continue living in the same place?
Oh, no. We had moved downtown. Down on, what was it? Olive? Yes, that was below Anaheim. We lived in the same place two different times. And was I still working? Yeah, we moved out on Plymouth, up 33 East Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we lived till we built a home. Well, we was living there, and we went back. Kellogg's was shut down, so we just moved out, and stored what little stuff we had out the farm, maybe where we went. And when we come back, we went down to see the people. Oh, I don't know why.
People
were transferred, and so I asked the lady if we could have it back, and she said, sure, so we moved back up in the second apartment.
So,
what did
you do while you weren't living there?
Where did you live? Well, we were about 2 months.
We went back to
South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what to do. I know, I worked in Iowa for you. Fashion and stuff back there on that trip.
Did you have any jobs before you went to work with Spencer Kellogg down here?
Out here, pick turkeys. I can't remember. Heard anything else? No. Yeah, we did this when Spencer and Kellogg was shut down. No, Spencer and Kellogg was the first job I had in California.
What did you think about living in the city? I mean, it must have been pretty different.
Well, we just liked it. The climate was so nice, and the weather wasn't cold, and we just, I don't know, we just saw a lot of Long Beach, and we didn't even think about trying to live anyplace else for. One time we said Long Beach is square of the world, and we could tell where we were going. We'd been up to Culver City, and we didn't know where we were going up there. It was a street from another direction. I guess that's why, and then our ladies there, we knew them real well.
Yeah.
We got to their place the 23rd of December, and there's nothing to do but stay there, and they had a big Christmas party. Christmas Eve, that was the next night, and a lot of their friends came, and there's still some of our friends that we met that night.
That's really good.
Huh? Yes.
What did you do about, didn't it seem strange to go and buy everything at the store?
Yeah, it did. It really did.
It has traumatized the streets and a lot of people.
Yes, there's a lot of streetcar in Long Beach at that time. Yeah, it seemed kind of strange, but it is different. When I went to work, that is the main thing. We had 25 cents or 30 cents before. We didn't have anything before. That sounds like 52 cents an hour. Don't sound like much nowadays, but it
sounds like a lot more than 15 cents
an hour. You bet. And then when Spencer and Kellogg started to ship flax in, and they couldn't, the longshoremen unloaded. They had to go in as a union to get it unloaded. Then our wages went up to 62.5 cents an hour. So that is really making money then.
So you could afford to buy that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, well, you could buy stuff then. We used to go down to that public market, you know, they always had. We could go down there about once a week and we'd buy all the fruit and vegetables we wanted for a dollar and a quarter. And people look at you now like you know what you're talking about when you say that. But I remember one time we bought 10 pounds of bananas for a quarter. Well, that was when Bell first come out, and he liked bananas, and I did too, and that's why we like fruit so well that whenever we had a chance to buy any fruit, we never had much fruit back.
It
was a lot of bananas. I suppose I could make some banana bread, or, you know, I don't know about that, but dairy was, they didn't go to waste, I know. And we had bought pears down there for 35 cents a lug and canned them. Yes.
Yeah, I don't really hear about how you can, but anyway.
But that's
what
it seemed
like
for me. What was
the last thing you
were supposed
to
see?
Did you have to take a pay cut
initially to get... Well, it but it was steady all the time. In a year's time, I got more money than I did wasn't spending Kellogg.
Mm-hmm.
It started out at $130 a month.
And what did you have to do
besides push a wheelbarrow? Well, I didn't push a wheelbarrow. I usually was digging ditch. So, and then I started to have to weld.
Did you use gas
names or what? Yeah. Oh, I got new tracks.
Like,
below the railroad track in North Long Beach, I was putting in all that residential history. I had to put gas lines in. What is that? Jones track? That is below Orange, below Railroad Track, there's a big track there.
Mm-hmm.
And then between Orange and Atlantic, that track and below the railroad tracks, and there's several other ones.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have that though.
No. I don't think it's well, they're good for the main ditch, most of it was rain. The services into the houses.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have machinery to dig those ditches. But they did the big main ditch they get, and I followed that project. Then after I got the help in the weather, that was my job. This little Englishman, after I helped him, if I didn't help him, he wouldn't work. I don't know why. Well, I couldn't help it, probably the truth. One day, a boss wanted me to do something else, and I went ahead and done it. And then he went to the writer to tell him to do something, he wanted to know where I was. He told him. He said, well, he's going to help me. He says, tell him. He says, you're going to help me, and go home. And he did. He's a funny old guy. He's a pretty good old guy.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to weld something. I could weld, but not very good. But.
You didn't want to become a welder?
Well, one time I went to Pyle High School and became a welder student. They had some many that they couldn't take me. And I kind of gave that up. But I helped with old welders. Well, I put me all the time after that till I went in the plant.
So how did you decide to become an operator instead of becoming a welder?
Well, our superintendent come up. I don't know why he asked me if I'd like to learn the plant. Well, first they needed some relief men at the plant, and he came and asked me to go to the plant. Well, that's where I got started in the plant. I helped little two different plants just as a laborer, so there was somebody there, and I decided that that was a pretty easy job for a guy like me. So I tried to study for it, and when they had I helped quite a little in the plant before they had an examination. And I started to study on it, things that I didn't know about, and a lot of things I learned while I was in the plant. So I never took any such tests. I didn't know what the heck they'd have. They were telling me a lot of things that didn't even mean anything to you about the work. Well, it happened, but it wasn't. But I didn't know if I'd even pass or not. I know another time I'm going to brag. I made number one man in the test. It was 17 tickets. It was, what was it, 5 that passed it. And there's 2 of the men that had been working in the plant. And the superintendent thought they were some special mechanics and all that. And they were pretty much burnt up when another fellow and I were working on construction. I was number one and he was number two man. The bug was mechanics and all that had been working in the plants. And they were kind of burnt up about it, but they couldn't do anything about it. Carol Pittman. The second one. I was young and even too. Yeah. So.
So, when during this time, you knew a few people and you met people at the Christmas party, and what other kinds of things did you do for recreation?
Well, we got to where we let the sheriff more than anything to start with. We went to quite a few dances, just ordinary dances.
Where did you go to dances?
Well, the Legion Hall in North Long Beach mostly, down to Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
and then Majestic, and that was quite a lot of our entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And when Lance Rock come out to the coast to play, we got to go into the air zone in Culver City. No, Venice. Venice it was. And from there, we got to square dancing. We did that for 10 years, if I remember right. Yeah, we joined the Presbyterian Church and up on Orange Avenue in 37, wasn't it?
Did you think
we
were going
there even when
we went down
on Olive? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's really the only church we ever went to in Long Beach to speak of. Oh, we've been in other churches, the Methodist, and we've been in, I don't know if anything but the Methodist and the Presbyterian or not.
They didn't move our letter. It was along
the
south
side of
the
church. They didn't move our letter until 41. Oh, that's what it was. I didn't remember about that. And they're still down. Because there's no Presbyterian church down there within 50 miles of us. Oh, yeah, when I first came to California, we went down every opportunity we had that seemed like that was our entertainment.
Did you go down there to dance or go to movies?
Well, we just go down to the park first. Then we found out they had those dance halls down there, and we got started going down there. Then a bunch of us got, as we knew, got going there over the Legion Hall there in North Long Beach.
Which Legion Hall?
There is the Angus Street end.
Yeah.
It was between that and Long Beach Boulevard. I don't remember what the first street north of Market Street.
Yeah.
And when they squared anything, I don't think they were placing that area a 20-mile line that they hadn't done to a square dance or the head square dance. And sometimes they're a lot further away than that, but not always. Most of the time, they're too many close. And they knew how they could square dance every night for the longer.
How did you get into camping?
I guess I was born in this, I don't know. We always get to even camp in the Black Hills. One time, Ethel's sister and husband come out to our place, other than we're living up on the last farm. They came out and we went to the Black Hills and we camped in Spearfish Canyon. And it rained hard that night that if we didn't know how much water was on there, a tent had a thing in a billy about that high, and it had come a lack about that much from one another because you see the water marks on it the next morning. I knew it rained hard, but we just stayed in the tent, we never got wet, but man, it did storm that night. I was excited about the first time we did. Really, really long, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to California, one time when I wasn't working, I got mixed up with their staff at the church, and they wanted me to go with some of the troops up there. And I wasn't working, so the staff master, he's working. So I went up there for 2 weeks. Up to, you know, Camp Taco up by above, Idlewild, up above Palm Springs. I went up there 2 different times. Nothing. One time I found the camp that I thought was like, so a friend of ours, Bill Dorothy McNeil, they bought a car, he wanted to try it out. He used a car, he was doing good, so he's doing South Dakota with it. He don't know if he wanted to go camping. He wanted to know, I'd been up there with Bear Scott, and he said, you know, they're a good place. I said, I think they're a pretty place up there. So he went to Dark Canyon. And we were just going to stay, what was it, one night? And they stayed, I think, 3 nights. And we just left that out in the open on needles. And that is really the beginning of our camping. And just kept going a little more and a little more, and finally got that little old kid drop further than the, got that other little trailer. I got till I retired.
Did you learn to fish back home?
Well, I really never fished till I come to California.
Mm-hmm.
Speak of. Oh, I've been fishing, but not like you do out here. I never did trout fish in the Black Hills when we lived there. That's a good. Well, finally, she wanted to fish the day, but finally got her fish pole, and we had to go to town. We lived out to this one day. It was about 3 or 4 miles of town. I don't know how it was. Anyhow, I'd let her off at the creek and let her fish, and I'd go on in town with my crew and do some other things we had to do. Sometimes she'd have a fish and sometimes she wouldn't. But she liked it, so well, she got me fishing. After we got to California, when we started camping, we camped a lot before we started to fish. It was in Dark Canyon where I caught my first trout on it. It was up on the side of a rock, and there wasn't very much water there. I couldn't believe it. I heard a red family yard, and I dropped down in that little puddle of water and wham, just that quick. And so I got away and I dropped in there again, and I got 2 out of that little hole. I bet the puddle wasn't that big, but it must have been this part of this deep. And that's when I really got kind of enthused about taking trout. So after that, we got our stuff, but. Oh, I guess really the first time I went fishing was when they went to Hopkins to the Colorado River. Camping down there. And they liked to fish, and so we went over to Billy and got us fish poles and stuff to fish with. And Hopkins kind of taught us how to fish. And we got to go into the mountains in the summertime. Trout fishing.
It was all the time that you were living in North
Orange?
Did you buy a lot of things
in Greeley? Quite a lot. Because they fired over there and they usually had to put in everything they wanted. And when they built a home, all our electrical and hardware come from there, and that's kind of got us started a little more.
Where did you buy groceries? Because you got your fruit and vegetables at the farmer's market.
Oh, Safeway on Market was the main place for a while. Because when we lived on Market, it was only about 2 doors from where we lived. Just over there.
Well, we bought it. Couldn't have a market around there, did
you?
Now, you remember, I don't know if you remember, it's called Austin, right? It's a different block below the market on the west side, Long Beach Boulevard. And, I don't know. We just went in the dollar markets. Like a lot of dollar markets. There used to be one out on the moon along 57th Street. There used to be one right on the corner. No, it was Atlantic and South Street. Right there a lot. Oh, pennies are about 3 o'clock, I think, close to 3 o'clock on the bottom. California was at Buffins.
So we went
downtown? Uh-huh. We went downtown quite a lot when I first came out here, because we'd go down in and go down the pike. That is our most of our entertainment side first.